and welcome everybody to another episode of, I hope so, your most favorite beer podcast, 1,000 Years of Beer from the world's oldest brewery, Wein. Stefan.
Hello everybody. You guys know us, right, by now? It's Matthias, Tissi, and myself, Anton. If you guys don't know us, well, that's bad luck. No, I'm just kidding. We are responsible for this podcast. Right now we're in the fifth season, and Matthias is not only the brand ambassador, but he's also responsible for sales now in Austria and Italy. And I'm pretty much doing all the online marketing here at Wein Stefan. So that's what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, so responsibilities shifted a little bit. So buonasera, buongiorno. So still working on my Italian. So that's why we're also changing the format of the podcast a little bit. So we are not recording in seasons and then releasing it. So week by week, we are now releasing it every month, one episode. So 12 episodes in 2024. This is the first one. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
Did you miss us? We missed you.
Yes.
Oh, the live audience here is incredible.
No, this was my Kardashian impersonation. Yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
I've
seen it so often, this trailer on TV, you know, of the new season of the Kardashians.
Of course.
Where is it? Did you miss us? Okay. I'm sorry.
No, we didn't.
Sorry.
Okay.
Cool. So we changed the format. Every month, one new, brand new episode, and 12 episodes in 2024. And this is how we're going to do it now. So we're going to record it a little bit more recently, so more closer to the publishing of the episode. And so we're also going then back and forth with, inviting you to get more in contact with us so that we can react on questions, that we react on different issues you have bringing to us, and so we can bring it in.
That is correct. And one of the first topics right now is the first topic this year is our aroma wheel, which we produced in 2021.
A tasting wheel, aroma wheel we created in form of a beer coaster.
Yes.
To help to describe the color and the taste or the smell and the texture of our Wein Stefan beers.
And you probably can tell us a little more about the history of that, of the aroma wheel and what we based it on.
Yeah,
right?
So there are a lot of aroma wheels when it comes to beer tasting. And
it's not our invention.
No,
it's not our
not at all. There have been a few ones out there, a lot of them. They all have their perks, so they're good in some way. And they're very useful tools. And we also used some of those to train our staff and to train our customers and fans in tastings and stuff like that. So they're really, really helpful tools. So that was the idea then when we said, well, let's sit down and create one of those kind of aroma wheels to match our products. So to match the Wein Stefan beers, because to focus it a little bit on our styles we're producing and on the taste of our beers, to help the people to understand or describe Wein Stefan beers a little bit better. And also we want to make it easy approachable, so with low barriers, that it's not too difficult to use it, that it's not too difficult description, so like more just like fun and play with it thing. And so that was the goal we wanted to do.
And we based it on the original aroma wheel, which was created by Dr. Annette Schmelzle.
Yeah, she's a PhD from a German university, and in her PhD thesis, she developed an aroma wheel, which you can find online, and in her dissertation, she worked with a panel of more than nearly 100 people, a trained sensory analysis panel, to find beer descriptions to describe beer. And we worked with her aroma wheel to train our people, and then we said, well, this is a good inspiration actually to do it that way how she did it. Of course, she did it in a scientific depth and did it very carefully, and of course it was a PhD work, and but we thought the basic idea and inspiration of it is pretty cool. And so we started also to make our own little panel here in the brewery, but not with trained beer testers, with just staff from the brewery.
Regular
beer drinkers here from the brewery. Maybe our employees are a little bit more aficionated to beer or a little bit more knowledgeable about beer than maybe some other employees in other companies. But we wanted to have an easy approachable of the everyday Joe beer drinker to say, okay, I smell a beer, I taste a beer, what do we find? And so we tried to find out descriptions and wordings of aroma impacts or tastes of the beer that not just one person found, that a group of more people found. People, so that at least like four or five people were like, oh yeah, I got their strawberry flavor.
These are all aspects that people were agreeing with.
Like, okay, yeah, I can found it, or I found it, and this might be it. But let's start first on the one side of the coaster. It's there are all our beer styles listed on it. And in those fields of the beer style, there's also the color of the beer. So, and also with a description of the color. So we want also to show the people, okay, what we think, how can we describe the color of the beer style?
And it goes from straw golden to espresso, for example. Like one of our most brightest beers is the Pilsner, and the darkest beer we have is the Doppelbock, the Corbinian. And we have the whole range from the very light beers to the dark beers. We have it covered. So you find some words there for basically every color, like amber, chestnut, golden, straw golden, espresso. You can find a lot of stuff there just to give you an idea of how to talk about
or what
beers.
We think. I mean, you can find your own wording. Or you can see, oh, it's not espresso. It's like chocolate cake, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, doesn't matter in that way. But we just want to give you a hint to how to describe it, you know, or in which direction we think it should go.
And I mean, if you turn it around, on the backside, there's a lot more vocabulary than on the front side, because it talks about the different aromas you can find in our beers. And these are all aromas, like we said, that we found in our beers. So there's, if you talk about beer, it's probably just a small percentage of what you can actually find in beers around the world, of course. But this gives you a pretty good idea how to verbalize your thoughts. If you think about, oh, well, it's kind of fruity, but I can't really pinpoint to it. You can just turn around the coaster and just look at, well, what do we have here? We have sweet aromas. We have floral now. We have berries. Well, that might be fruity. Then it gives you a certain amount of berries just to give you an idea of how to verbalize it. We have fruity aromas. We have tropical fruits. So if you taste stuff like that and you can't really pinpoint to it, like what exactly am I tasting here right now, it just gives you an idea and maybe the little push over the edge just to say exactly what you're thinking about. I mean, if you think about, if you think about red berries, it gives you, well, it could be cherry, it could be strawberry, it could be currant, it could be something else. I mean, but it gives you a little more detailed advice about how to talk about the beers.
Yeah, and this we learned about this, that this can help actually a lot. So that you maybe smell something or taste something and you know, it's something I know. It's there. But you just can name it, you know? And you're going nuts and going crazy because you know it, and then you're like, and then you're like, of course it's banana, yes, you know? And sometimes you need that little push over the edge, like you said, and we can't be there every time people are struggling with verbalizing their beer impressions. And so we made this little helper, this tool to help you like in the bar or in the restaurant or at home to verbalize your thoughts and an impression on the taste of wine instead from beers. But a few things also need to be said about it, that those aromas, those descriptions on the back that are, is that what we agreed on in our like panel of normal everyday beer drinkers here in the brewery that can be found in our beers. So there are maybe other different aromas and a double dark wheat bock, but we don't have a beer like that, unfortunately. Or in a New England IPA or in marshmallow-infused double chocolate stout.
That escalated quickly.
We also don't have that kind of beer. So this is only with the little space we have tried to give a little bit help to describing our beers. And those are classic German-Bavarian styles. For other styles or other beers or for enlarging your vocabulary on beer descriptions, maybe you need to use other aroma wheels. There are a lot of them out there. There are a lot of them very, very good and helpful. So just keep your eyes open on them. But yeah, we invite you to work also with ours when it comes to the Wein Stefan beers.
And for all of our business partners, actually, you can get it with your... with your importer, or you can ask them for it.
They can order it here at
the brewery, so that's no problem at all.
And so if you want to have in your country coasters, the coasters for the beer, for trainings, tastings, or just for your customers, reach out to the Wein Stefan importer, and they can get it from you, for you, to you and to your country. But there are also a lot of those in the internet. There are a lot of those available. We just want to point out in that episode that things like the aroma wheels are very, very helpful. And they're a cool tool, not just for tastings and trainings, also just to have fun with it. Because, you know, I struggled also in the beginning a little bit with verbalizing. I mean, I knew some off flavors. So brewers are very well trained in describing off flavors. Yeah. But positive flavors that are actually in the beer and you want to have, they're not so often described. You know, the off flavor diacetyl or dimethyl sulfate. You know them and you describe them very well, but when it comes to the positive, like the range of esters and fruitiness, then the brewers, when I started getting my education, it was like, yeah, it's fruity. But nobody actually really took care to describe the fruitiness in its single part. So that became much, much better with the craft beer scene and with the craft beer industry the last 30 years to work on that. And that's actually pretty cool.
People were just starting to pay attention.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That was the first thing that that the craft beer breweries did very good. And they had a major influence on the rest of the beer industry there. Just to give you a better idea of what does beer actually taste like.
Yeah.
And it doesn't only taste like, I'll have another one.
Which is my most favorite taste.
That's the best taste ever. That means that it tastes good. But the thing is that people just started to describe their beers a little more, just to find flavors in there and to give you a better idea of how big that range, even within the purity law, can be. Let's just take another look at our aroma wheel. It goes from floral aromas like rose, for example, to malt aromas like coffee. And that two major flavors that are so far apart as can be, but they can be found in beers that were brewed according to the purity law with no any kind of infusion or something in there.
Maybe not in the same beer, but in beers.
Exactly, in beers. And this is just incredible to look at. It's so many different flavors, and well, the aroma wheel helps you to verbalize that.
Absolutely. And because, you know, when I started in the industry or with beer drinking, it was at some point really interesting because, you know, there was like, you know, your descriptions on how do you like beer, you know, I was like, the first beer you like is the one that's free and your second favorite beer is the cold one and then all the rest, you know. It was a little bit like that way, which is not false at all.
Of course not.
I like beer that I don't have to pay for. And I like cold beers too. cold beer is a good beer. But with all the development in our industry the last decades, we made huge progress in you know, recognizing good quality, recognizing balanced quality, balanced profiles. This is also, I cannot, you know, put this strong enough up there, that intensity is so quality and balance always beats intensity. So this one time, you know, amazing intensity, but it's just this one time feeling, and then you're like going on to the next beer. Long term excitement beats always one time intense excitement or this super intensity, and so this helped actually to understand quality, consistency, and balance in beers. Much more, and this is so important, that you need to have a balance between sweet flavors and bitter flavors, between fruit flavors and herbal flavors. So you need to balance it in some way. It must fit to the style, but yeah, it's that small line to walk on to get it balanced, and yeah, and to describe that balance, that's the wheels for.
That is perfectly said. And I mean, since you guys probably won't be able to get it as a customer in other countries, we have a little giveaway here now. You can get 100 coasters. That's one packaging of the coasters, 100 coasters. Just if you send us an email with your address at podcast@weinstefaner.de. Just send us an email. Let us know. What do you think about the podcast? If you want to have any other topics covered, and don't forget your address so we can send you the giveaway.
Yeah, so totally do that. We would love to send you some of you who send us an email. Page of the coasters in English.
Only two of you can win, though. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. Yeah, but combine it with the feedback to the podcast, to the last four seasons, and maybe also your thoughts on the new format, so that we're bringing now every month a brand new episode. And by the way, so what can you expect in 2024 from 1,000 Years of Beer, the podcast from the world's oldest brewery? Well, we got some very interesting topics covered this year. It's going to be, we're going to talk a little bit about hidden champions in the brewery, our logistics, how it works, and what effort is there in the team to bring you the freshest possible beer everywhere in the world. Highly interesting. Also, I look back on the issues and the struggles the logistics teams had while Corona. So we talked that with Mark, was the head of the international logistics of Weinstefan, which is very, very interesting. We're going to talk with our brewmaster again. So Tobias will visit us again, and we're going to have a talk about the new investments in technical equipment, why we did it, and how to plan a project like that. Because in the last 3 years, we had some crazy things going on here. And if you're following us online on Instagram or on Facebook, you maybe have seen some quite huge investment when it comes to the size of actual the equipment we installed here on the Weinstefan Hill. So we're going to talk with Tobias about that. And of course, Florian Lehnhardt from the university, our most favorite scientist for sensorial analysis, is coming back here on the podcast. And we will also have a special episode on a very, very unique and special beer project that we're going to release in 2024.
If you paid close attention on our social media channels, you might have seen it already.
If not, you should follow us on all relevant social media channels we are on. because then you maybe have heard about it, what's coming. And we're going to talk with one of the leading persons in this project that will give you an exclusive insight in how this came to life.
So with that being said, thank you so much for listening in. We'll hear from you next time in February.
Bye.